Rosemary Hasenlopp, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Sarah Nunez, who is a project management professional and an organizational project management effectiveness and efficiency expert. And we're here today to talk about effective business transformation. Business leaders are facing a lot of challenges, and they want the projects that they fund to deliver benefits. So, Sarah, welcome. And what's the story behind the topic of effective business transformation?
Thank you, Rosemary. Effective business transformation is start by understanding the reason to change. Usually, business leaders' reaction to financial performance or customers' dissatisfaction will lead them to be concerned about the activities that needs to take place in the organization for them to reach the goals and business objective. When that reason to change is clear, then it's time for them to understand the problem, identify the areas where they need to look for those root causes. You have to start looking at your organization as an ecosystem. So if the senior leader are recognizing the reason to change, it's time to call the general doctor. The general doctor is going to start working on the lab work, right? Look at the ecosystem, the whole organization, to identify what is causing the problem. When that lab work is done, there are some indications where they need to focus their attention. The next step will take place. A very deep evaluation will need to take place for that particular component of their ecosystem. During that evaluation, root causes will be identified, and it's when you as an expert can start formulating the right solutions that will eventually move the needle significantly in order to make those objective or business goals that you are looking for. Those evaluations usually require expertise in many of the areas that you identify problems on. So it is important to look at the ecosystem and look for the right resources to help you formulating the right solution. During the planning exercise, those experts will help senior leaders prioritize what needs to change. And that prioritization will take place by identifying the changes that will drive the most value in their performance. The implementation process will need to take place, and obviously measurements will need to be established in order to evaluate how effective those changes has been in the organization. So as you can see, there is a whole cycle of activities that will need to take place in order to drive effective business transformation.
I appreciate you presenting the ecosystem and the cycle for effective business transformation. What needs to change in executive thinking processes to be able to implement these changes?
During this analysis that is performed in the facilitation of that thinking process, it's important that senior staff recognize what is it that they want to change to, right? And where are they at this point? So it's important that they understand their landscape, know exactly the point where they are, all the missing targets that they have, or maybe all the indicators that are telling them that they need to change. And then when they have that clearly in their mind is when they can establish that goal, what they want to change to. So it's important that they understand where they are and where they need to change to.
So if the reason for the transformational change is clear, what is the next step?
The next step is to really focus on the effective evaluation of your processes, your enablers in the organization. And it may mean many components of it. And it also requires you to get the organization ready for the change. So those three points are really, really critical. Most of the time what we find as evaluators is that your processes may be way too fat, may have activities that are not required, that are a waste of people's time, or they may be missing best practices or capabilities that are required for you to do an effective job. Those have to be articulated, clearly identified during the evaluation process or analysis that is performed. In many cases, you also need to look at your people, the human capital. Make sure they have the right skill sets required for them to adapt for the changes that you're going to be proposing. In many cases, those changes require new functions, require new responsibilities. Well, we have to make sure we assess the people's skill sets and we ensure that there are development plans for them to be ready to adapt for the changes. It is very critical that this human capital use effectively all the techniques and tools are available to do their job, but in many cases require development. It is critical to see the organization as an ecosystem and focus on driving those changes to really meet the business result. Analyzing the culture, the people behavior, and multiple levels in the organization is absolutely necessary. It's critical to influence and plan for change adoption. Make people feel part of the success or the failure of your business transformation initiative. That is something that will make dramatic impact to your results. Evaluating their ecosystem and get to the bottom of the issues that are driving those challenges in the organization is absolutely necessary.
Those are great points. So any closing thoughts?
Well, Rosemary, I think I'd like to give you a visual of what that ecosystem is and the component of it. We talk about human capital, but we also need to consider vendors, partnership, even specific functions within the organization that are critical to work together to be able to meet those objectives. All those components will need to be evaluated during a business transformation initiative to ensure that we are focusing on the right area that may be causing the problem or even the area that needs to be prepared for the changes that you're going to be implementing. Strategy planning, think about it. We all know what our business objectives are. Everybody, all the senior staff are running very aggressively to meet all those business objectives. But how about if external factors are changing? Then that may mean that you even have to look at your objective and see if they are reachable. Look at your strategy and see if you have to make any changes to ensure that that will lead you to get the business result that you need. Look at all the enablers, the organization support system that is required in order for you to actively participate in the implementation. Processes are critical, but it's not the only thing that is important. Sometimes we run and we're re-engineering our processes 10 times a year, but problem may not be on the process side. So it is important that you look at all those components individually to really focus on the areas that you need to improve to be effective. It is critical to look at the best practices and capabilities that are required, because remember, we're all creating this machine that are going to be producing money, so the machine has to be effective enough to produce the money. Therefore, you have to provide the right tools, techniques, people, processes, and leadership. So that's my closing statement for this great interview. Thank you for such a great opportunity.
Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Sarah Nunez is an organizational effectiveness and efficiency expert. She shared all of the elements that are needed for a planning process and also what are some of the elements and enablers for an effective assessment process. Sarah supports both North America and Latin America, and we really appreciate being able to hear from Sarah Nunez today.
Thank you.